those little tomatoes that are this big. What are those called?
Cherry.
Yeah.
Cherry tomatoes.
Uh-huh. And the brown vegetable that grows under the ground and has eyes is called?
Potato.
Mm-hmm. And the purplish-red vegetable that you can slice up and sometimes it comes juiced is?
Not a radish.
No.
You don't slice
it. It's purplish-red inside, and you can make borscht out of it, too.
Oh, beets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And now the cherry has something inside it. What is
pit?
Uh-huh. And the peach, what's inside a peach?
Same thing as peach seed, we usually call it.
Okay. And if you split a peach seed in half, there's something inside that. What's
looks
that?
Looks like an almond.
Uh-huh.
What is it called?
Well, some people call it a kernel.
Kernel, I guess so.
And then somebody called it a... Oh, he called it something else, and I can't remember what it was. Puck.
Oh.
You ever heard of that?
No, not in connection with peach.
Now, a peach that the seed falls out of easily is called what?
Non-clinging. What is it called? I've forgotten.
Well, the opposite of that is a...
Cling.
Cling peach.
Mm-hmm.
And you can spread jam on bread, or you can spread what?
Jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Cheese.
Jeez.
Never worse.
Ew. Now, the little fungus that grows in the forest and has a cap on it is called a...
Mushroom?
Mm-hmm. Poisonous ones are called...
Toadstools.
Okay.
I don't know. They're
That's
also
good.
Mushrooms. They just are a different kind.
Yeah, yeah. Dried meat is called... Sometimes you can buy it at the store.
Oh, jerky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's another kind of partially dried meat that comes in jars. You can make a creamed something out of it.
Oh, chipped beef?
Mm-hmm. And what's a fat pork cured in brine, sometimes added to beans?
Gosh, I don't know what it is. Salt pork.
Mm-hmm. And meat that is made from the jowls and head of a hog and packed in a casing?
Meat that's made from that. I have to go back to Pennsylvania for that. Hogshead is cheese.
I've heard of that, yeah. Hogshead cheese.
I don't know what the meat, I can't think what the meat is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it hogshead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And, let's see. If you have a liquid that has a solid in it and you want to get the solid out of the liquid, what do you have to do to the liquid?
Strain it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. What? When would I have that? What kind of liquid? Okay. You'd have to strain it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And a thin milk is called?
Skim.
Mm-hmm. Is that the same as Blue John?
I never heard of that term.
Okay. Milk that's just beginning to churn?
Sour.
Okay. A milk product that comes in a tub and has curds?
Buttermilk.
Okay.
Or cheese of some kind, cottage cheese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's different from buttermilk.
Cottage cheese is usually, I've never made it, but I think you make it with a mesh like cloth and
mm-hmm.
drain away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that.
But buttermilk is... churned. When you churn the milk to get the butter out of it, what's left is buttermilk.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bread made with cornmeal.
Cornbread.
Okay, what kind of cornbread? How do you make your cornbread?
Well, I make it with some cornmeal and some flour and eggs and oil